picture billions of dollars invested in a war that ultimately leads to no victory, but rather defeat and a tarnished reputation. This is the exact predicament in which the United States and its allies find themselves. For years, the United States, along with countries like Britain, Germany, and France, have poured billions of dollars into the Israeli military. However, this regime has failed to achieve its predetermined goals in Gaza and Lebanon. Its objectives, such as the destruction of Hamas, the release of prisoners, and the return of settlers to the northern occupied territories, have been thwarted by the strong resistance in Gaza and Lebanon. The battlefield has changed significantly. Hezbollah's missiles have not only increased in number, but are now striking further into occupied Palestine. Moreover, Hamas has resisted with an unyielding determination, and despite the relentless bombings and siege, it has refused to surrender. Additionally, the Zionist regime has been unable to free its prisoners held by Hamas. All of this means that the money of millions of American and European taxpayers is being wasted in a futile collaboration on a full-scale genocidal project that has thus far failed to achieve its purported objectives. WikiLeaks has revealed that the US has funded 73% of the Israeli regime's war in Gaza, a staggering figure that has provided bombs, drones, and weapons that have achieved nothing but the slaughter of innocent civilians. And the US is not alone in pouring resources into this war. Germany has been one of the largest suppliers of military technology to the Zionist regime, ranging from submarines to frigates. In 2023 alone, Germany exported approximately $353.7 million worth of military equipment to the Israeli regime. England and France are no different. From jet fighter components to critical elements of the Iron Dome system, France has supplied approximately €190 million worth of equipment to the Israeli regime between 2013 and 2022, and has placed new orders exceeding €200 million. Moreover, 15% of the components in each Israeli F-35 fighter jet are manufactured by British companies, including BAE Systems. But these statistics are more than just numbers. They should not be viewed merely as a set of figures. They represent lives that have been destroyed. This is Tamer Mohsen, a 5-month-old baby who was killed recently in an airstrike by the Zionist regime, along with his mother. Tamer's father had died in another attack before he was born. This is just a glimpse of the invaluable lives of over 50,000 women, children, and men from Gaza and Lebanon that have been lost. The Zionist regime has dropped more than 70,000 tons of bombs on Gaza. This is more than the total amount of bombs used in some of the most famous bombings of World War II, including the bombings of Dresden, Hamburg, and London. This staggering cost has raised questions in the international community. For years, the United States has presented itself as a defender of human rights and democracy. Now, this reputation is in question. This is where the questions of many people arise. Where has the money of American taxpayers gone? Imagine if this aid had been directed elsewhere. Hurricane Helen, the deadliest hurricane since Katrina, killed over 230 people in 6 states. Couldn't have these billions of dollars prevented more of this destruction? Anger is rising in the United States and around the world as people are becoming aware of the true cost of supporting the genocide by the Zionist regime. What began as a quiet concern has now turned into a global outcry demanding accountability from leaders who justify this support. A wave of awakening that may bring an end to these crimes against humanity.
این همه خرج کردن، این همه تلاش کردن، آمریکا با همه توانش به کمکشون اومد، خیلی از اروپایی‌ها همینجور، این همه هم جنایت کردن، این همه چهرهشون در دنیا سیاه و زشت و منفور شد که حتی در خیابانهای آمریکا علیه اینا راهپیمایی کردن، در دانشگاه‌های آمریکا راهپیمایی کردن علیه اینا. در این حال گروه‌های مقاومت همچنان هستن، حماس هست، جهاد هست، حزب الله هست، مردم جوانای مبارز کرانه باختری هستن، بقیه جای دیگه هم که مشغول مبارزه هستن. این شکست بزرگی است، بزرگترین شکست.